All right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So, Jason is the star of our setting the bar story, and if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car from a dealership after you've already given them your address, you're doing okay.
Okay.
So, okay. Listen, a while back, Jason, he's from Florida. Mm-hmm. He went to a dealership to finance a new vehicle. He took an Uber there, right? They looked into it, denied him.
Oh, boy.
Jason got a little upset. He stole a car from the lot after he noticed the keys were still left in the ignition. Got away with it, even.
You know what? You're not going to let me buy one. I tried to do it the proper way, but you guys didn't say yes, so then I just had to take the car, and this one's real nice.
Yeah, so he kind of got away with it briefly, at least.
Sure.
Two reasons why he didn't get away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One, the car from the lot had a GPS sensor on it, so they could
makes it easier to find, sure.
Yes, just track him. And two, he had given his address to the dealership when he was trying to get financing.
Oh, dang it. Forgot about that piece.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. They probably still have that.
Yeah, and so the reasoning he said to police was he had given the last $50 he had to an Uber, to the dealership. So.
But that's why I tried to finance it, so you guys just give me the money.
Yeah, he didn't understand how financing worked, apparently. So,
I mean, I thought that was a great plan. So you're just, I just signed this paper and you just let me drive the car home? Great.
Yeah, I'm good for it. Just trust me.
I love financing. I thought financing meant you pay for it for me.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without, stealing a car from a dealership when they literally have your address and can track the car, you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though.
He tried.
He did.
That's your setting the bar story.